This is Ozarks at Large. The inaugural Ozark Mountain Music Fest, or OzmoMoo, is this weekend inside the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs. Taking to the stage with the likes of Threepenny Acre and the Ben Miller Band will be SX Rex, a band comprised of three brothers. Josh Bauer plays the guitar, mandolin, and sings vocals. His brother Chris is the band's bassist. He also plays the guitar. And the younger brother Nick plays the drums. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas recently talked with the brothers of SX Rex, who were born and partially raised in Colorado. She began by asking if their parents, too, were musicians.
Yeah, our dad is. He would play guitar and keyboard and sing a lot when we were younger. And our mom sings, too, but she's not. She doesn't play any instruments, as far as I know. She played a clarinet in high school, she says, but we don't really believe her.
So she liked music, but she just didn't.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, so you have played with other bands. It's not just it's not just brothers.
Yeah, I mean, in Austin, I played with this band called the first band I played with was called the Transig and the Black Leather Banshees. I answered an ad to play lead guitar for them, and whenever I moved here, I got in a band called Downtown Bound, and that band kind of petered out. Me and another guy started like a two-piece band and started just, you know, messing around. And then Chris moved from Colorado and got on bass and stuff, and he didn't really know how to play bass very much before that, like guitar player for the most part. But
yeah,
you know.
me and Josh grew up like playing together since we were like about like 12. We started playing like Metallica songs together and stuff like that, so it just kind of made sense when I got to town to just jump in and start like creating music together. And we found that Eureka Springs was actually a really, really great area to, you know, play music and get a start kind of in different bars and things like that. They're really supportive, so it's been nice.
What was that like to try to learn to play bass? Was it easy after having played the guitar for so long?
It was an interesting transition at first, you know, like, but I was really, really excited about it. It was fairly easy because, you know, the tuning is same as a guitar and stuff like that. But I wound up really, really liking it.
Yeah, and for me, I played drums since I was in sixth grade. I played with like the school band and stuff, and they had a different drummer at the time, and I was kind of just watching them and thinking, you know, that I could play drums with them if I wanted to, and that would be really cool if we could finish the brotherly triangle. So yeah, I waited for the perfect moment to spring the trap on the other drummer and threw him in a valley and took his spot.
Well, is there ever any sibling rivalry? Do you guys argue because, you know, you're brothers more so than you would with other bandmates?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that certain things are easier, but me and Josh are constantly trying to kill each other, you know, for the last 20 years.
You know, we're kind of in sync naturally in terms of music, but then there's the little things that we hate about each other, and after the show we'll like try to break each other's legs or something. But, you know, afterwards we'll always be like, man, that was a really great memory.
See you at mom's house.
Yeah, exactly.
We always have a good time playing, for sure.
Well, where does the name SX Rex come from? Do you have a fascination with dinosaurs? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of. I mean,
definitely. I think, you know, part of that is just kind of like, you know, some old-timey, you know, prehistoric kind of sound. You know,
well, I mean, you gotta credit where it originally comes from.
Yeah.
The movie Predator, Jesse Ventura, the governor of Minnesota, in that movie, he's chewing tobacco, and he's trying to get his other men in the helicopter to chew tobacco with him, and they're all saying no, and he says, "What's wrong with you guys? This stuff will turn you into a sexual tyrannosaurus," and that was the beginning of that. The original name for the band was Sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah. We, for months after that, I was like, we need to find a serious name. I'd always be like, band meeting, like, we need a name. And like,
we decided to shorten it.
Basically, yeah, that
keep
too.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple and maybe a little cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
our mom didn't think that should be on the marquee.
Well, so. Yeah, it was funny being on the marquee in some places. Like, you drive by and see it, and I thought it was funny. But, you know, especially once we started trying to book the band seriously and, like, actually, you know, play. A lot of people, like, I'd go into, even here in Fayetteville, I'd walk into bars and be like, here's our CD, and, like, say the name of the band and, like, just kind of be like, get a weird look, and you know, probably right when we left, the guy's like, throws it over his shoulder, you know. So I really just wanted, I mean, I thought the name was funny, but I really wanted to play more than have a funny name.
And, right, need a serious name in order to be taken seriously.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, so you mentioned Metallica and Danzig, but when you came into the studio today, you brought a mandolin.
Yeah.
So those two things don't really go together for me. So can you tell me a little bit about the style of music that you play?
I'd say it's a lot of it's like kind of rooted in that Metallica type of the mandolin. I started playing it like 5 years ago. And it just has this really old sound to it, you know. But a lot of the stuff we play that's on the mandolin would be older, like folk kind of sounding, maybe Celtic. Some of it's like bluegrass, you know. It's just driven from the mandolin as the inspiration to the music, you know, how the mandolin sounds, you know. But it still has, some of it has like that, you know, still trying to like rock with it at the same time. And also, we're not really set on like, this is the kind of band we are. Like, we can't play that, like.
Yeah, we're definitely a multi-genre band. I think that, I mean, we're rooted in hard rock like Metallica, but then we've kind of grown into liking a lot of things. For example, we play a reggae song, kind of a joke country song, and Chris here sings it's a Rage Against the Machine song, but it's kind of a rap, you know. So we play a lot of different things, and I just think it's whatever we feel like we want to do, you know, and that we love, and hopefully other people like it as well.
Right.
Sure.
Do you find that playing such a mixture, it makes it difficult to like book shows? Or when you do book shows, does somebody say, hey, we want you to play a little bit more hard rock, or we'd like a little bit more of that folky?
Yeah.
We have got that a couple of times. You know, when we started off, we started learning, you know, we did about, you know, like a quarter of our music was original music, and we were kind of just trying to move towards, you know, just playing like mostly original stuff. Mm. So, you know, when you play in certain, you know, clubs and bars, you know, not naming any specifically, but some people kind of lean more towards like the covers of some classical songs and stuff like that, you know. And so that could be like a little irritating, especially when you want to, you know, play more original music. So you kind of have to be selective of where you want to play as well. You know,
yeah, I think that a lot of our stuff that we've worked on, and especially this new album that's coming out, a lot of the newer stuff, I mean, I think it's going to go over really well. And
it's kind of a crazy thing, something that people have to adapt to, because, like I said, since we're a multi-genre band, we'll go from playing, you know, kind of a light mandolin song, turn around, plug in the guitar, and play Rage Against the Machine or the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and people really, they'll either like it or they won't, really. So it's fun.
We get a lot of great input, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
What percentage of originals do you play now?
I think that this next festival, we'll probably play two cover songs, and that's it.
And then probably 20 originals. Or try to aim for that. We only have 2 hours, but we're going to try to fit as many as we can in.
Yeah.
I would say shows, like 3-hour shows, we'll play anywhere from 5 to 7 covers at the most, and then the rest will be originals. It's been a really good transition for us.
Yeah.
We've done what we wanted to do for sure.
And this new album we're doing right now is, I mean, a lot of the songs we haven't even played live yet. So we've been working on those, and, you know, that's another. It's going to be about a 10, 11 track album, so I'm really excited about that, to bring that to the live performance and stuff too. I think that they're going to go over really well. Like, we have one that's kind of like a gypsy type of song, and I really like that kind of music. So, and some of them are more bluegrass.
Yeah. Adding more genres to the arsenal.
But this album is going to be mostly mandolin based songs too.
All right. Well, anything else before you guys play some songs for me?
Nothing else. But if you hear this and you'd like to come see us at the Basin, come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun.
For sure.
Well, this is Josh Bauer from SX Rex. This next song is about where we're all from, Conifer, Colorado. So this song's called Conifer.
Thank you.
great. Thank you. What part of Colorado is Conifer?
Mountains. Yeah. It's we all kind of grew up in the mountains. Conifer is about 45 minutes southwest of Denver. And when we lived there when we were kids, it was basically a grocery store and a hot dog stand and a bank. It wasn't really that much more than that.
Post office?
Yeah, a lot of snow.
Yeah, we didn't get mail there.
We were pretty sure.
No one got their mail.
Do you guys want to do one more?
Yeah. We'd love to, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first song I wrote on the mandolin. It's going to be on our next album. It's called 1879.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us. It was an honor, for sure.
Josh, Chris, and Nick Bauer are SX Rex. The brothers recently spoke with Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They will perform in the ballroom inside the Basin Park Hotel at 6 o'clock Saturday night as part of the Ozark Mountain Music Festival. Their first album, White Light, is available on Spotify. For more information, you can visit facebook.com/SXRexBand or just go to SXRex.com.